And good morning, good morning. That is our signal for the beginning of Coffee with Decoder, episode 29. Thank you for being here today. We're excited to share this with you, a short coffee break, 10 to 15 minutes, and we've got some really good questions. Of course, to me, they're all good because I'm interested in all of this, and I'm thinking that you probably are too since you've dialed in today. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning.
Am I sending the questions to you this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, so let's just jump right in. Our very first question comes from Facebook. Michelle in Mississippi, and I'm guessing on Mississippi, Michelle. I looked, and it says that where you went to school, so I'm thinking that's Mississippi. But Michelle has a question in regards to the 2018 new CPT code 31298. And if a physician performs bilateral on the frontal sinus and right on the sphenoid sinus, what modifiers would you use? These codes are bundled and allow modifier 50. However, bilateral was not performed on both sinuses.
Okay, thank you, Michelle. I want to share with you guys a little about how we reconstructed Michelle's question and how we followed the path to answer the question. We're going to be totally transparent here, and it's a way, in a way that actually made us feel kind of silly at the end of the day. I'm sure that you have never done that, right? Start to go down a path of looking up an answer for a coding scenario, and then you realize the answer's right below my eyes. So I'm going to share this with you. So first, what we did is we looked at the code descriptor and the details of just what was being performed. Often, of course, it's also helpful to understand the anatomy. The code 31298 description states nasal sinus endoscopy with dilation of frontal and sphenoid sinus ostia, for example, balloon dilation. To give you a picture of where the procedure is performed, we then started looking at the anatomy. There are four paranasal sinuses in our heads. There's the frontal, maxillary, sphenoid, and ethmoid. The frontal sinus develops about the second year of life and the sphenoid about the third year. Sometimes the frontal sinuses do not develop. The frontal sinus is just above the eyes on each side and the sphenoid is behind the nose. The ostia is the opening that connects the sinuses to the nasal cavity itself. In this code, as it indicates, the physician is working on the frontal and the sphenoid sinuses, which is also what happened in the code in question. We then went to the CPT section instructions, and at the beginning of the section on CPT, it indicates that the code is used for dilation of the sinus ostia by displacement of tissues using any method and also includes fluoroscopy if it's performed. However, it also stated that the use of an operating microscope is separately reportable with 61782. That really didn't answer our question. The section instructions also indicate that the procedure is unilateral and the modifier 50, of course, would be appropriate as you indicated in the question, Michelle. Your question states that the physician performed bilateral dilation of the frontal sinuses and unilateral dilation of the sphenoid sinus. So as you know, when the description of the code does not match the service performed, we may use a modifier to describe that certain situation. Sometimes modifiers impact reimbursement and sometimes they don't. This question is particularly interesting because the service was bilateral and reduced on one side. Thinking from the payer perspective, you need to describe that part of the procedure is bilateral and part of the procedure so that the payment can, part of the procedure is reduced so that the payment can be accurate. In this particular situation, one thought, of course, you start to think about, a drawback on your coding rules. Maybe we should use modifier LT and RT and maybe append modifier RT with a 52. Reporting in this manner will allow the payer to clearly see the procedure how it's performed. Then there was the thought of, maybe we report modifier 50 with reduced modifier 52 also. Well, the LTRT situation was quickly ruled out because Medicare has an indicator of 1 in the physician fee schedule with the modifier 50 on this particular code, which means it is not appropriate to report with LT-RT, meaning reporting a 1 line with LT for left, 1 line for RT on the other side, on the other line. The reason is that Medicare directs the procedure to be reported on 1 line with modifier 50 and the fee is adjusted on the payer side. So if you're reporting multiple lines, it could get your payment incorrect. Let's go back to the code book here. Sometimes CPT has codes for procedures done in multiple ways. So we looked at code 31298 and the surrounding codes, and then we had an aha moment. I'm sure if you've looked at this in the book, you've probably seen it already. Code 31296 and 31297 actually are a better choice than trying to modify 31298. 31296 is for dilation of the frontal sinus, which would be appended with the modifier 50 since it was done bilaterally. And then 31297 is for dilation of the sphenoid sinus, which would not be modified at all because it's already inherently unilateral. So there you have it. More and more, CPT is adding codes for procedures that are performed in multiple ways. So be sure not to immediately stick yourself in a box with one code. Make sure there's not another way to report it. When teaching students how to learn coding, I used to tell them when you go to your CPT book, look 5 codes before and 5 codes after the code you find. Sometimes the answer is there, and you can find that answer fast. However, just like you, the more we use coding software, sometimes our first move is not to pick up that CPT resource. Our first move is to, you know, go down the path of what does our software tell us, and then, you know, looking at fee schedules and everything, and which is really cool because you learn a lot about the information. But if we would have just, you know, kind of looked in that CPT manual, we would have realized there's other options which would have shortened our process here. So just wanted to be transparent here because I know that's how each one of you go down the path of looking up codes and answers to codes. So, Pam?
Thank you. Okay, so let me throw you another one. This one is an anonymous one from one of our inpatient rehab listeners who examined one of the courses. It doesn't say which one. The question is, the patient was admitted for rehab after anoxic brain damage. What would be the principal diagnosis on the UB?
Well, that principal diagnosis would be G93.1, which is for anoxic brain damage not otherwise specified, unless the physician documented the cause, in which case there may be a more specific code that would be reported. The definition of that code, G93.1, is for brain injury not resulting from birth trauma that is due to lack of oxygen. So actually your brain cells, when they're deprived of oxygen, they begin to expire in about 4 minutes. So then that's when you have that anoxic brain damage. I gave you a little more information than you wanted, but G93.1.
Thank you. Do we have time for one more?
Let's go ahead and do one more. I know we're just over 10 minutes, but I think,
okay.
Let's go ahead.
We're almost there. I just want to,
Okay,
so we've got a question from Stephanie, and I think Stephanie's from Oklahoma. She responded to the Coffee with a Coder page, and she says, I'm wondering if medical insurance can pay or will pay part of a dental claim where there's a surgical replacement of part of the patient's jawbone using a cadaver bone. Is it possible to have the medical insurance pick up the surgical portion of this dental procedure? Both medical and dental are the same carrier.
The answer is probably. Some dental procedures are covered under major medical. You'd need to, of course, contact that patient's insurance company to make determinations on the specific procedures that are included in that patient's plan under major medical rather than dental. And the reason I know this is because I went down the road of researching it a while back with my own personal insurance. This exact thing happened where the service I received was covered under my major medical insurance rather than my dental insurance. So there you have it.
Thank you. Well, and so we have 2 non-anonymous questioners in today's episode, and then we're about to get somebody mugging. For those of you who are new, that means we're going to send out an official Coffee with the Coder mug to one of the 2 non-anonymous questioners from today. So I've written the names down on little slips of paper, and I'm what would you say, stirring them up, moving them from one to the other to see. And so one of them is fixing to get picked and be the winner for today. So let's see who's going to get today's official muggy. It would be Stephanie in Oklahoma. So congratulations, Stephanie. I'm going to be reaching out to you to find out where to send this mug for you. And we are also looking for your mug shot, which means you with your HUXU branded product or mug in a selfie. And we want to have you put it on our Facebook page or just email it to us or something. We'd like to maybe attach it to a future episode where everyone can see your smiling face. Also, anyone who submits a mug shot, even if you don't have the AQIQ official mug, you can create a selfie involving our branded product in the background or in front of you or whatever, and submit that, and you will be added to a private Facebook page for Coffee with the Coder Insiders. So we thank you for joining us on today's episode and look forward to seeing you at some of our events really soon. Reach out to us in whatever way you found us this time. Come back again in 2 weeks on February the 5th. We'll do episode 30 of Coffee with the Coder. Thank you for joining us.